You're listening to SBS News.
Noria Mehrabi cannot find the words to describe the depths of her sadness watching the Taliban take over the home she fled almost 30 years ago. The mental health clinician told SBS News she's barely slept and she's in shock. Her pride is hurt and she feels exhausted. After all, it's been four decades of war for the people of Afghanistan.
When I see now Afghanistan, I say to myself, it's nothing left to lose. It's devastating. It's really, really painful because when we see pictures at TV now, like, it's an attack to our identity, to our dignity, to our pride. Specifically taking down Afghan national flag is such a intrusive and in deep pain for many Afghans.
The Afghan-Australian community is made up of many different ethnic groups, but they're united in their distress in watching what's unfolding in their homeland. Torture and trauma counsellors say the levels of extreme anxiety amongst this group has more than doubled since American troops began withdrawing in May.
What we've seen is almost a doubling suicidal ideation from 3 to 6%, a doubling of people with severe anxiety, from close to 30% to close to 70%. And that is something that we hadn't seen before.
That's clinical psychologist and chief executive of Specialist Trauma Service Starts, Jorge Roach. He fears the Taliban takeover has only worsened feelings of post-traumatic stress and survivor's guilt.
I think many people are still in shock and really coming to terms with what's happened. But already we have had a lot of calls. But in a way, I worry even more about people that are not seeking help. We're trying to create the avenues so that that can happen.
A situation made worse as much of the community is in lockdown. Noria Mehrabi lives in northwestern Sydney on the fringe of the city's COVID-19 hotspot suburbs. She says the impact of the pandemic means the traditional ways to support one another are no longer available.
If it was normal circumstances, people would have gathered, they would have prayed together, they would have shared food, they would have cried together, they would have talked together. But at these circumstances, it's not possible.
Her worry is for the children of refugee families who can't escape to school during this time.
Because school could have been a safe kind of escape zone for children, because they could have gone from home, they could have been distracted, but they're at home and they are with parents that they are already distressed in their grieving. Teaching homeschooling is difficult for anyone, but if someone is a refugee and someone is at that level of distress, it is really, really a big challenge for them.
After more than four decades of war, Noria Mehrabi says many in the Afghan community are exhausted and just want peace. Lucy Murray, SBS News.